Thousands of Puerto Rican families who fled Hurricane Maria are facing a deadline tomorrow. The families were evacuated to the mainland U.S., to Florida, New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. They've been housed in hotel rooms paid for by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Tomorrow, some of them may be told that they're losing their housing and have to go back to Puerto Rico. The FEMA has determined that their homes are now in livable condition. Paolo Serechia questions that finding, though. She's trying to help the families around New Haven, Connecticut, as part of the nonprofit group Junta for Progressive Action. Paolo, who are some of these people?
Well, right now, folks that are in the hotel are families and individuals. We receive the most vulnerable first. We have a gentleman that needs a kidney transplant, and he had to have an emergency parathyroid operation. And in the midst of all this, he was actually denied for an extension because his home was deemed habitable.
His home back in Puerto Rico.
And that's back in Puerto Rico.
And is his home habitable? I mean, FEMA deemed it so, sent people there to determine that. How do you know that's not true?
I would say it's habitable for the FEMA regulations, but when we really think about somebody that's doing dialysis three times a week, that needs more than just a generator for electricity and a blue tarp for a roof, that for us seems like a place that they can't go back. So he is still here at the FEMA hotel. And just last night, a day before he's about to be discharged from FEMA, he called me to let me know that FEMA had actually extended.
How long is it extended for? I mean, what's his reprieve?
So his reprieve right now is till March 20th, I believe. And so hopefully that will give us enough time so that we can locate housing.
So are there other cases like this where technically a home is livable once again in Puerto Rico, but the reality is for these people who are living in the hotel in Connecticut, it would be impossible to go back home?
So, yes. So right now, we also have another family. They have a 2-year-old child with a neurological disorder. She is in an electric wheelchair, and they live up in the mountain part of Puerto Rico. And so in the mountain part, they have yet to receive sustainable electricity. They do have generators, and the power actually just went off yesterday due to an explosion. So somebody like that family would be very difficult for them to go back to their homeland.
From FEMA's point of view, they should go home. Do these families have an intention of going home eventually, or do they believe that the only services they could get, especially for those who have some kind of physical disability, that the only service that they can get would be here and they want to stay here permanently?
So it's a difficult question to answer because these are folks that did not want to leave Puerto Rico. An actual tragedy happened, a crisis in their island, and they had to leave. The piece of infrastructure and really rebuilding the hospitals is really where we're looking at with people with disability, that it would be very difficult for them to go back. And so they are looking to stay here in Connecticut. They are our new residents.
And how are they being helped in terms of settling eventually? It's costly for Connecticut. It's been costly for FEMA to have people stay in hotels. What is the way forward?
If we were really going to think about sustainable long-term success for self-sufficiency, having the ability to have some sort of affordable housing and also avenues for employment. Most people that I spoke with that, and we've seen over 850 individuals in the last 10 weeks have, most of them have worked. Most of them in Puerto Rico had a life, had a home, had businesses, and if there would be a way to create that avenue here in Connecticut.
Have any of them gotten jobs here?
Yes, actually. We have families that have contacted us that got employment, and then, of course, they need the next step, like getting their birth certificates from Puerto Rico, and so they could do taxes, and so we're providing that here at Junta for free of charge. But, yeah, people have gotten jobs, and people have been able to locate housing after they've been able to receive employment. It's just not enough time in a couple of months to redo your whole life, find employment, find housing, and even know what that one-way street in New Haven means.
Yes, a lot to get used to, including one-way streets.
Yes, a lot to get used to, yes.
Paula Sarechia of the nonprofit Junta, working to help Puerto Rican evacuees in the New Haven, Connecticut area. Thank you very much, Paula.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.